not President Boggs, but a governor back there of Missouri. They passed a law, they did, to exterminate the Mormons. They're going to kill them all. So we had to move. They asked us to get killed. They was mobbing up on us and just killing us right and left. And they killed our prophet, too. You know, Joseph Smith. He got killed in Carthage jail. Well, right after that, they started moving out here. Then, before they got gone, though, the United States government, they got our 500 men from us. When they were at camp at Nauvoo, just across Scott's Bluff, and they sent 500 Mormons, they called it the Mormon Battalion, clear to San Diego and all up and down there. And you know, there was more men in that army than there was in any of those cities back there at that day. And I know the Mormons are responsible for saving the West for the United States. But they don't say that in history. But they did. That was the only fighters they had out there. But they all run when they saw them coming. They didn't fight. So they claimed it for the United States. And that's Johnson's army that come through here. That's just part of it. That come after this Mormon Battalion on out. Anyway, this Boggs was the one to exterminate the Mormons, and the Missourians wanted to drive us out, you know. And they did. And they started across the plains, and they got settled in Utah. And about four or five, I don't know how many years it was later, but 10 or something like that they sent an army out there. They said we was rebelling out here. And so they sent an army out for them. And they come here, and there was a Mormon leader named Brigham Young was our leader then, our prophet. Oh, what's this guy's name? He's quite a history to him. Anyway, him and a little band of men, I don't know how many, maybe 50, they harassed this Johnson's army. They burned the grass in front of them. They burned Fort Bridger. And
they burned some wagon trains on the road out.
Yeah, and down the canyon, down by Echo, they had rocks up on the top of the road. It was going to roll down on them, but they didn't have to because they didn't get that far. And then there's a guy named Cummings. He was kind of the governor out there. He wasn't a governor then, but they made him governor later. They had a Brigham Young as a governor, and then they had this Cummings as a governor. Cummings is the one that had him, Brigham Young and this Johnson's army got together and kind of settled things. They says, you can come to the Salt Lake, but we want you to stay over here where Fort Douglas is. That's how Fort Douglas got its name. And so they did. And but the Mormons was ready to burn Salt Lake too. They was going to burn it to the ground. And so they settled it, and things kind of cooled off, and we've lived pretty happy ever after.
That's pretty good. I was going to ask you a little about other buildings. You mentioned barn before.
Barns. Yeah, but we didn't worry much about our hay. You know, where they have a lot of rain, you've got to protect your hay. But here, we don't. I had a stack 15 years old before I fed it out. It was just as good as, not as good. It lost a little quality, but it didn't mildew or anything.
Lost a little flavor.
I guess so. I didn't eat it. But the cows did.
Now, are they ever able to grow corn here?
Not commercially. No. We grow sunflowers. They have for the cows. Not
the... Seed.